This is a production of Cornell University.
Essay meeting, August 30th.
Meeting's called to order, 4:45. The clerk, please call the roll.
He's excused.
Here.
Here.
At this point in the meeting, the Executive Vice President will conduct open microphone.
Hi, everyone. Just a reminder that all non-voting members are ex officio members of the Student Assembly, and at the beginning of each meeting, we invite you to come and speak about an item that is not on the agenda. So at that time, I'd like to invite anyone to come forward. Great.
Okay. At this point in the meeting, we'll move on to the approval of the minutes. Inside your packets, you have the minutes from last year's meeting, April 26th and May 3rd. Go ahead and take out April 26th first. Except any motions at this point, go ahead and look those through.
Call the question.
It's going to call for acclamation.
Second.
Is there a second? No objection?
Nope.
See no objection. Move on to the minutes for May 3rd. Go ahead and take it. Look those over. It's going to call for acclamation. Is there a second?
Second.
Any dissent? No dissent. Also included in your packet, the minutes from last week's meeting, August 23rd. Go ahead and look those over as well.
Call for acclamation.
So I'm going to call for acclamation. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any dissent? Okay. The minutes are approved. At this point in the meeting, we move on to announcements and reports. The first announcement as a committee and staffing update from Vice President Lavin.
Just want to let you all know, all committees, UA, liaisons, everything will be 100% staffed by Monday. You'll get an email from me over the weekend, and then you should schedule your first meeting, maybe not next week because that's maybe not enough to notice, but the week right after. Last semester we should have met and you received information on reserving rooms and all that. If you have any questions about that, please contact me. But you will get your rosters by Monday over the weekend and get rolling and ask any of the e-board members if you have any questions or concerns getting things going.
Great. The next announcement is from Vice President Gates, byline funding and essay budget update.
Thanks a lot. Very briefly, we had a very productive introduction to the Appropriations Committee on Monday evening. We're going to be getting hearing groups next week. We're going to be hearing two groups. One group will be hearing regarding their eligibility, and other two groups will be hearing regarding funding. And then we have a tentative schedule laid out right now for the semester, and once this is finalized by the end of this week, I'll shoot you guys an email with that attached. Secondarily, on the Student Assembly budget, we discussed at the Executive Board meeting on Tuesday evening, and this will be presented next week for you guys to take a look at and give us any advice on it, and then hopefully we can go ahead and approve that so we can spend money. Thanks.
Representative Astry has a question.
I'm curious, the bottom line can be so,
what do you mean rationales?
Like when the appropriations committee says that they choose, they recommend to somebody that this group gets funded for this much or this group, whatever their decision is, we know why they made the way they did.
We can discuss that as a committee, and then what the committee feels comfortable writing down and presenting to the full student assembly.
Right, but I want to know what your concerns are about that.
why we haven't had our first meeting and haven't discussed it with the committee. And what's that? The first hearing will be this coming Monday, correct? Correct, yes.
Any other questions for Vice President Kay? I see no other questions. Move. Representative Salem?
I just want to know what other groups are coming up on Monday. And which one is coming up for the facility
versus I will be sending out an email either tonight or tomorrow with a full list of all the groups which are scheduled to be presenting throughout the semester. And that will detail each of the groups. Specifically, Minds Matter, Cornell Minds Matter is the group which will be heard for eligibility on Monday.
And the other two groups are?
At this point, we're looking at Haven and Luke Hughes Knight.
Any other questions? Seeing no other questions, move on to the next announcement. It's a public relations update from Vice President Natarajan.
Not a Raj. Hi, everyone. As you guys all probably know, last weekend was Bugfest. Most of what I'm involved in right now is advertising for the elections on the 18th and 20th. Club Fest was great. We got a lot of interest. A lot of people signed up for information, that kind of thing. The other thing is getting ads in the Sun for AFSCOM, telling the community what groups are getting, you know, reviewed every week. Something I'm working on with Kate Duke is hurting her trustees column next week is getting, you know, a little plug for these things. So,
any questions, comments, Representative Asper?
We have a question that Doc was going to address to all of the questions that we have to start with the election. I'm not sure if you're going to put the question. I'm thinking we mentioned it in the time. Can you talk a little bit about, I'm not sure if you were marketing this, but what advertising would be for the special election?
Aside from the letter and Club Fest, there have been advertisements in the Sun almost weekly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Just on that point real quick, the Office of the Assemblies have put an advertisement in the Daily Sun just about every day so far, encouraging the candidates to check out materials and whatnot. As the election draws closer, there's going to be advertisements as well, encouraging students to vote, both transferring and freshman students as well. Representative Booch.
I was wondering if you're doing anything special for the Summer College for in the building, or maybe that should be looked at because you really need a bunch of candidates.
Yeah, there were a lot of people who signed up at the Club Fest table who were from Human Ecology. I made a point in when I emailed all of them saying, you know, this meeting open.
Okay, so no other questions. The next update is going to be an elections committee update from Director of Elections Coombs.
Thank you, sir. I was on the elections committee. I got an email yesterday, which of course, like those who don't know, the elections committee composed of all these seniors on the student assembly and senior undergraduates on the university assembly. And basically, well, as far as the sort of package and everything, the good news is as of the closing time of the office assembly yesterday, there are only a five package remaining. So there's been a lot of interest generated, a lot of people picking up packets. What I want to focus on this update, though, is people running have to have all their signatures turned in to the office assembly by Tuesday at 12:30. And I need the elections committee members, like I said, my email, to contact me for times they're able to volunteer on Tuesday night or Wednesday morning to count and validate signatures. As of right now, I only heard from two elections committee members, Vince Hartman and Jules Marwell. So, any other seniors in the room? Susan Gunder, Matthew, Adam, just Ahmed. Get in touch with me and just give me a time, and we'll figure it out. It should be too much of a commitment because they can only have very few in the office at one time. So this would be like a little chunk of time to have to get through it. And go to next Tuesday and Wednesday. And if anybody has any other questions about the election committee, feel free to let me know.
Representative Asger.
That concern is raised at the executive board meeting. My recommendation is I was contacted by Amy O'Donnell and the Office of Assembly to solicit volunteers from the committee or to have the committee find volunteers in the community. If there's any objection to that, I would recommend I would talk to me after the meeting, but basically we need to go in and talk to the if the majority of the committee feels that way, then we need to go down to the facilities and discuss it with them. I'm not sure they didn't explain to me why it's changed. It's next to me to get volunteers.
Yeah, I just
think
we've
We'll speak to the Office of the Assembly to try to find out a little bit more about the rationale behind this, see if it is going to be continuous too for the spring. Until then, just volunteer for at least one time slot, two people already have. Just kind of take the burden off the office a bit. I have a quick question actually for you. How many freshmen and transfers have signed out election packets at this point?
I can't give you exact breakdown numbers because she didn't have this when I was talking in the office. She was preoccupied at the time, but we do know that there are like packets that are really really quickly. I can't give you the breakdown of who has gotten.
Do you have like a total number for freshman transfers?
It's been like when I last checked, she said all of them gone but five. She actually needed to know if you could get it anymore printed off, and I was going to stop by and check that out later. But
so all but five have been signed up.
Right, all but five. That was the closing time yesterday.
How many did you make?
I know that like last year, by the time that people had checked out their packets, they had about 100 checked out. So I think I made about 100 again this year. But yeah, I can definitely know. I can break down some numbers later, especially after we get the packets back in. That'll be the important number, and then having to watch turn them back in to see if you're doing it.
Great. All right. Thank you. Any other questions for Director Coombs? Seeing no other questions, move on to a UA update from Representatives Basil and Matthews.
All right. We kind of did a little bit last week, but I guess if we wanted to make it official this week, I guess feel free to jump in any point. But I actually missed about half the meetings I had in my OL. I was in OL, so I had my OL. He was there the whole time. So if you want to talk about passing the first test,
didn't know what to talk about today, but I'm going to talk about it. The most current issue was student code conduct is coming through the group here, I guess, finally finalized. I think the calendar is here. It'll come to the UA in November. Once it comes to the UA, I'll tell you guys all about what's been changed, what's been added, and things like that. Other things mentioned were concern among the faculty for planning on campus.
By the time I got there, they were discussing child care, which is just a weird thing, most of the grad. But definitely an important issue, as you could say, last year, and is also a very important issue in the UA. So, basically, we're going to keep vigilant, and definitely, I'm looking to do stuff with campus over the next couple of weeks. This will be just
Can you expand on the daycare decision? They mentioned that they were getting rid of the hematology.
This is brought up. They're getting rid of the hematology observation child care center, I guess, in Quebec. And instead, they're building this, I think it's an 150-child daycare, I think somewhere up near Hasbrook, around that area in North Kansas. But it's going to have full observational areas and everything for clinical genetic research. So it'll end up being much better than the current facility when it's done.
Trustee Duke?
They're trying to create ratios between staff, faculty, and graduate students to make it equitable and fair. We're just listening in this conversation, because I don't know how many undergraduates have some kids, but I mean, it's not a very large percentage of many at all. So I mean, we're definitely just sort of an observer, so I couldn't give you how that arrangement is working out, but they're definitely trying to make something equitable for everyone.
Any other questions or comments? Yeah. Vice President Levin?
Just a quick comment on, I know one of the problems was that it was so competitive to get your child, wherever, your faculty member, staff member. And that is one of the issues that they're addressing. So, just to, on your comment, Kate, I know that's one of the issues they're addressing.
Representative Buttigieg?
And do you know anything about the affordability? What's going on with that?
I can comment on the affordability real quick. Cornell daycare is actually based on a percentage of your income. It's pretty progressive that way. It's like a new trend in daycare, I suppose, over the last decade or so. And stuff was based out of hematology, and so much social research comes out of hematology was something that the professors demanded. So it's actually kind of interesting to think about. The percentage of your income is professors. So.
All right, thank you.
Any other comments, questions? All right, see no other comments or questions. Any other announcements?
All right. Just really quick, we have a few important dates coming up. The help sessions begin on the 4th of September. The budget packets are due on the 11th, and the hearings start on the 13th. So we're getting right underway with the allocations. Also, the new updates to the P&T handbook are up to date and online. That should address most of the problems we had last year. And we internally are adopting a new attendance policy, and hopefully that should make the process more reasonable.
When during the day are the SAFC hearings going to be? Where are they going to be?
The hearings begin on the 13th at 4:30, and again on the 14th at 4:30, and then Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. The 13th and 14th, they're over at 9:30.
Great. Representative Asbury.
The previous attendance policy was based on excused and not excused absences, and during the allocations process, it's a very strenuous task, which often needed more commissioners at more of the time. So now it is a point-based system. So if you miss a normal meeting or help session and it's excused, it's a point, not excused, it's two. I can email you the breakdown if you want the whole breakdown, but basically at 5 points, you receive a warning. And at 7, it comes up for a vote for the commission, and the commission decides whether or not to keep
going. The SAC is going to bring this before the SA to be approved, so you'll have further opportunities to ask the commissioners questions when they get here.
Should they do that, I am too.
Any other announcements? Okay, seeing no other announcements, move on to unfinished business. Resolution 1, the approval of the 2007-2008 standing rules by Vice President Slickman. Inside your package, you should have an updated copy of the standing rules. Also a copy of last year's standing rules as well, for comparison.
Five minutes.
Cool.
So I included the 2007
Section 2. That was it. It's about sending the document out. Over. We just kept that these items must be in the proper format as designated by the Executive Vice President. There was a section before that talked about how the agenda had to be sent out by a certain time the night before, but that was actually in conflict with the Charter itself, which says that all members of the community have to be aware of the SA agenda within 24 hours of the meeting. So that actually brings us on to another point. I don't know if you want to deal with this now. Go ahead.
Yeah, so in the Charter 6.7, the Article 6, Section 7, it says that the agenda today will be made public 24 hours prior to the meeting. So Rule 9 in Section 2 is in conflict with the Charter should be standing here. It doesn't do it when you're have an opinion. So I move to eliminate Rule 9.
This is the discretion of the chair. This was a point that was discussed before to update this, so it's not in conflict with the charter. What he was getting at was that Rule 9 is in conflict with the charter right now because all members of the community need to be made aware of this within 24 hours, according to the charter.
This is an amendment.
So you motion to amend the standing rules by eliminating Rule 9. CJ, did you find this friendly? Representative Asbury. Yes, this is a very informal discussion.
Because
what are you proposing right now, specifically? Okay, so there's been a further motion to amend the standing rules to keep Rule 9 as it currently stands under the expectation that next week you'll present a charter change along with Parliamentarian Redmond that addresses this issue of feasibility.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, so at this point, any other questions for Vice President Slicklin regarding the standing rules? These have been made aware now, or these have been made open to the public now for about a week. Representative Stanley. Repeat the motion, please.
Not a problem. For Rule number 6, Section 2, I motion strike 2 and put in 3.
There's been a motion to strike 2 minutes and make it 3 minutes. Does the sponsor find this friendly?
Doesn't.
Say
again.
Are there any objections? seeing no objections, 2 has been changed to 3 minutes. Okay. Other comments or concerns? Representative Asbury.
Just about the question. This is the last one
of the last one. Can you speak up, please?
So Rule 19 on page 11, section 3 says, the last thing says, the teachers enjoy the voting membership once they reach the overall of the executive committee of time. Now, I thought we talked about how you can specifically, I think we do want to do voting membership, first off. And second off, it's best to not do this. I thought that the time for today to go to the grant to the left and change this. So, whatever we need to take in last week. So,
call a question. Is there a second? Second. I'm going to call for unanimous consent. Any dissent? See no dissent. These are the approved 2007-2008
standards.
Before we adjourn, real quick, I'd imagine a lot of people in the audience today are freshmen and transfers running for student assembly. Right. Nod your head. No? Really? Okay. Well, it's been a motion to adjourn. Is there a second? See you later.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Can you
check
that out a second?
And then we can,
I was going to say something else before. No, then
oh, then you should have.
I actually think
that was
a good one. That was a good one.
At all possible.
First of all, I think you
said
you
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.